USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning about today's scheduled sentencing for his former national security advisor. The president sending Michael Flynn good wishes, tweeting, quote, good luck today in court to General Michael Flynn, adding, will be interesting to see what he has to say despite the tremendous pressure that's been put on him. Flynn is set to be sentenced for lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition.
This, I think it goes without saying, is going to be a difficult period of time for the Chicago Police Department family.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking after two police officers were struck and killed by a train in the line of duty yesterday while they were investigating a report of shots fired on the city's south side. They recovered a weapon and are questioning a person of interest in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Federal Reserve's last policy meeting of the year is getting started shortly. It will wrap up tomorrow, and when it does, it's expected they'll announce that interest rates will be raised again. President Trump tweeting this morning about that, saying, quote, I hope the people at the Fed will read today's Wall Street Journal editorial before they make another mistake. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wrapping up her term as she's leaving at the end of the year. She says that the U.S. can have a good relationship with Russia again, despite its meddling in U.S. elections in 2016, but it has to communicate its expectations.
Our goal is to hopefully have them be a friend more days than they're a foe, but it's not going to be because we're being soft on them. It's going to be because they want the relationship back and they are starting to act better.
She was speaking on Fox News' Hannity. Housing starts increasing nationwide, up 3.2% last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former head of the Bureau answering questions again for Republicans. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn, got away with not actually allowing Mike Flynn to have, I think, his constitutional rights when the FBI interviewed him. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
A federal appeals court's being asked to overturn a judge's ruling that blocked Mississippi's newest abortion law from being enforced. The state's appealing the decision that declared the law unconstitutional. It would ban most abortions after 15 weeks. The governor, Phil Bryant, signing the law in March, but a district judge prevented it from taking effect. And astronomers say a newly discovered dwarf planet is the most far-out object in the solar system, literally. In fact, scientists have dubbed the object far out because it's more than 100 times farther from the sun than the Earth is. We're far out online. Check out our website. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.